Lehigh had submitted a modified application on July 29th last month. We had been in parallel processing two applications. As many of you know, one was the East Material Storage Area, and the other one was what we call the Comprehensive Plan. And the Comprehensive Plan basically included all the disturbed areas, including the East Material Storage Area, and a proposed expansion area south of Permanente Creek. Due to the complexities and the analysis that's required for a new mining quarry area, the timing that was related to that process was long and difficult. In order to expedite the processing to bring this quarry into compliance for all those disturbed areas, the operator had proposed a modification to no longer propose the expansion. So there is no expansion proposed any longer, so that. So the two applications, the MSIM and the Comprehensive, have been consolidated into one application with no expansion proposed.
To re-highlight, I know there's been many outreach meetings. Again, the plan on the table today, not to be confused with the previous plan, does not entail a new pit line. The current plan that's reviewed by the county is to reclaim the existing quarry. So I'm going to state that. I just wanted to reiterate that, not to confuse that with previous proposals that we've received. Also, what's before us, the reclamation plan does not have governance over the cement plant. That is a different operation that operates under use permits. So just wanted to make those two clarifications.
Okay, I'll call three names at a time, and we'll just kind of go that way. Kathy Halverson first, Karen Del Camparo, and Gary Lajon.
I would like to know what's going to happen with the, under the East Material Storage Area, the aluminum plant that was there, and doing the boring down to test what's under the ground there. Also, the height of the East Material Storage Area is massive. I've asked Gary to measure it in the West Material Storage Area also. I'm concerned about later, I'm trying to get a Superfund site up there. What's Santa Clara County going to do with the reclamation if that happens? Nobody's even looked at that. I've got high hopes. All I can do is pray. The dust coming off up there, I mentioned this earlier with you guys. The Bay Area doesn't seem to be doing anything about the dust, and neither does the Water Board about any water that should be sprinkled up there. And any pile that's on the site, cement plant, or quarry, there should be sprinkling. It's in the Title V permit. I'm worried about the new pit. They're taking it out now, but they're going to put it in later. I know that's going to happen, and I'm very disturbed about that. They're going to destroy 10,000 trees to start with, 200 acres, and it'll probably get up to 600 acres, and that should probably be about 30,000 trees that are acting as a buffer. I brought this up before. It's very serious. I feel that the Water Board should be doing more. I feel that the EPA should be doing more, and they're not. It's at a standstill. And this is disturbing to me. I'm on the phone constantly with them, Washington and local Region 9 and the Water Board in the Bay Area. I complain and I ask everyone out here, please call the Bay Area and complain about the cement plant and their emissions. The petroleum coke is radioactive. The carbon injection is making it worse. Santa Clara County sits around and does nothing about this. If the agencies are not working in conjunction or together, I ask that you start doing that, start looking into all of the things that are polluting our communities. I ask that the city of Cupertino and all the other cities get involved and do something about this pollution. We're not going to survive. This is hell. I am suffering very severely. My husband is also, cancer's on the rise. I think that everybody here in this room knows exactly what's going on, and you can't hide your head in the sand anymore like an ostrich. Please do what you have to do to help us to stop Lehigh and the Stevens Creek Quarry from polluting our communities. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Karen?
Yes, this is Karen Belcampara. I'm a Cupertino resident. I wanted to also bring up the East Material Storage Area. I'm also very concerned about what kind of chemicals and pollution are underneath that huge pile that they are proposing to expand. This is right by people's homes. There's virtually no buffer. I've noticed a huge increase in the amount of dust and fallout by my house. Also, I want to point out that the SMARA, the state mining laws, inside the SMARA, there's a section that says mining operations shouldn't be very close to homes. So I don't know, they don't give an exact, you know, footage, but I think it's really too close, the East Materials Storage Area. And I also want to point out, not just to Santa Clara County, but to everyone else here, that the East Materials Storage Area is a violation. It's a current violation that now is being proposed to just retroactively approve. And I don't think you should, you know, be rewarding people for their violations. Another point I wanted to bring up is, this is, I don't know, the third or fourth scoping meeting, I'm not sure. But you know, how many times do you want the public to resubmit the same comments? I think as part of this scoping, you need to go back and reread all the comments that were submitted and the videos, and include that, because you know, people, you know, are just kind of tired of rewriting the same thing to the county. There's already too many air, land, and water violations that have occurred on the Lehigh property. There's poor water quality in Permanente Creek due to the pollution from Lehigh. In fact, the Sierra Club is now suing them because of the selenium and other pollutants in Permanente Creek. Okay, another thing you mentioned is that the cement plant shouldn't be included. Well, I want to remind you that initially the Office of Mine Reclamation wrote to Santa Clara County and said that the cement plant should be included. So please go back and look at the OMR letter, look at the letter that I have sent to you regarding the cement plant inclusion. And thank you for allowing us the 60-day review of the draft EIR.
Thank you.
Gary Lanshaw, and then Robert McGibbon, and then Joyce Eden.
Hi, I'm Gary Latchar. I'm speaking to you as a citizen of Cupertino, who lives a couple miles from the plant. I'll confine my comments to three. First is that the Lehigh required to put up an escrow account. There's a history throughout the nation of mining into oil companies, I think in some cases, of going bankrupt and leaving the duty of restoration to the private sector, to the public sector. Secondly, that both during the preparation of the reclamation and certainly in considering what they leave behind, that the likelihood of a natural disaster occurred. We've seen in only recent months the effects of earthquakes and of course, the storms in the east. I don't think you have to consider tsunamis. And then finally, that really the final restoration, as I'm sure you're aware, should consider both the surface land cover, sealing the poisons that are deep in the ground, and the preservation of the watershed.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Robert McKibben. I'm a Cupertino resident. It's my understanding that there's a county ridge line protection ordinance on that ridge between Rancho San Antonio and the cement plant. What I'd like to do is see in the EIR that area addressed as protected. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joyce Eden, John Bartas, and then Henry Westland.
I asked you that. Thank you.
Oh, okay. John Bartas. Henry. Marvin,
no. I'm John Vargas, Cupertino resident voter. I live fairly close to the plant. First I want to thank you all for coming out here again. Love getting to know you. Can't be fun to come here and listen to the same thing over and over any more for you guys than us, but we have to go through this. For the record, I'd like you to look at the autism rates in the surrounding community. There's definitely spikes there. Same with cancer rates. Three of my neighbors who are lifetime non-smokers have died of lung cancer. The quarry's records of violations, it was massive, I can't read the whole thing now. The pollutants in Permanente Creek, selenium and mine tailings specifically, pollutants in the groundwater, in and around Lehigh, the layer of the topsoil you mentioned is not going to cover everything, make a little canal. Their background of using lawyers to stall cleanups rather than actually cleaning up their messes, they use legal shenanigans and refiling papers, and then that actually leads to the probability that rather than clean up, which would allow them to operate up there for years, their baby is likely to get them shut down. The Office of Mining letter that's taking them off the list to consult with the state, the Sierra Club lawsuit, numerous lawsuits against them. They've been a bad neighbor, a bad actor in the neighborhood. Again, if they'd have just cleaned up and let us breathe clean air and not polluted our water, none of us would be here. You know, we'd have a much more peaceful situation. So this may be a big waste of the time. And maybe all you need to do is just tell them, look, you can't operate that way. I don't know if that's within the scope of an EIR. And then the last thing is the lack of a single smokestack makes it impossible to monitor what's actually coming out of there. We've heard reports about reduced mercury levels, dust levels, things like that. Those of us who live there don't believe it for a second. We've been listening to falsehoods and misleading press for, in my case, 20 years, and I just don't believe it anymore. So thanks again.
Thank you.
Henrik, Marvin Howell, and then Tim Brand.
Good evening. My name is Henrik Wessling, and I'm also a citizen of Cupertino and plant manager of the Lehigh Permanente Cement Quarry. Tonight we are talking about the Master Reclamation Plan, which summarizes previous submissions and describes our plan to restoring the lands on our property when mining activities are completed. We are working with environmental scientists and biologists to carefully select seed spores from native plants best suited to the Cupertino climate and conducted a solar radiation study to understand regional sunlight patterns for maximum plant growth. You should all know that Lehigh has been recognized and has received awards for our reclamation work. In fact, the Office of Mine Reclamation currently uses images from our Reading project as an example of reclamation excellence. Why? Because we're good at this. We've heard tonight some comments about Permanente Creek. I'd like to set the record straight and make a few important points. I want to be very clear on this point. Lehigh has a valid permit that covers both stormwater and authorized non-stormwater discharges, and our quarry water management is in full compliance with our permits. Tonight, Lehigh has worked closely with the Regional Water Board on this plan for well over 10 years. I'm proud of all the efforts. We've managed to meet new stringent EPA standards long ahead of the 2013 deadline and cut our mercury emissions by 90%. And all that while we've continued to provide locally more than 70% of the cement to Santa Clara County. Thank you for your time, and I appreciate the comments from the public.
Thank you.
My name is Mark Howell. I'm the Director of Land Use Planning and Permitting for Lehigh Hanson's West Region. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you tonight about some of the key aspects of this reclamation plan amendment, which I think are responsive to many of the comments that the county's received before during the scoping process. Of the 3,500 acres that we own at Permanente, this reclamation plan amendment will cover about 543 acres of active mining. It creates about 217 acres of buffer areas which will not be disturbed. The proposed plan does not provide for new mining anywhere on the property, and it simply incorporates current SMAR standards into the reclamation plan. The plan also backfills the existing mining area to an elevation roughly equivalent to that of Permanente Creek. So it stabilizes the existing slopes and eliminates the retention of stormwater in that area. Because the plan utilizes film material from the West Material Storage Area, it also addresses concerns that have been expressed about the view shed from the north of our property. In fact, the West Material Storage Area, when it's fully reclaimed, will approximate the elevations which existed prior to mining back in the late 1800s. The East Material Storage Area, of course, is still incorporated into the plan, and so the residents that live east of our property will still have the benefit of screening the views of our industrial operation. So thank you very much for your time. If people have questions about the plan or about Lehigh, I would invite you to call our hotline, and we also have a website where we can be contacted. Thank you very much.
Thank you. For those coming in late, if you would like to speak tonight, we have the speaker cards by the front door. Go ahead and fill those out, and you can bring them up, and we'll call you in the order received. Thanks.
Okay, and the next ones we have will be Tim Brand, Paula Wallace, and Ginger Summit.
Good evening. I don't want any mine near my house, and I'm encouraged to hear that there's nothing in this plan for the new mine like there has been in the last reclamation plans. However, if they've just split it apart and they still actually have those plans, there's a problem. If they have plans for a new mine and they have not included them in the proposed RPA, then the proposed RPA is clearly illegal because it's piecemealing under CEQA. No new mines must be stipulated in this RPA. This RPA must also show how they will comply with the Federal Clean Water Act. Continuation of the illegal pollution to Permanente Creek is unacceptable, and Mr. Westling has not been truthful tonight. The 20-year timeline is unacceptable. The area surrounding the facility has suffered cumulative damage for 100 years, and this must be corrected without unnecessary delay. Presently, the site is not only a dead zone, but a festering sore that infects the air, water, and land surrounding it. Is there really 9 years of limestone left? The EIR should compare actual versus 85 reclamation plan estimates to evaluate the credibility of the new plan. I think Lehigh just wants to delay the reclamation. Lehigh's compliance record is also an issue for the EIR because of the exceptionally poor record on multiple fronts. A comprehensive analysis of Lehigh's compliance history should be made part of the EIR. Effectively, Lehigh has been unregulated under SMARA, and I have a couple quotes from the state. First of all, from an executive officer's report, dated July 13, 2006. Furthermore, there is little evidence in the administrative record demonstrating that the county has the understanding or will to enforce SMARA. Secondly, in a letter dated July 20, 2011, in the third paragraph, it says, while still under the October 10th, 2006 order to comply, the operator expanded operations outside the approved reclamation plan boundary and began dumping materials in the East Material Storage Area. And that was while the public was making a big noise about it and trying to fight it, and they just went ahead and did it anyway, showing real contempt for the public. Why are we to believe that this new reclamation plan will be anything but a piece of paper? This concern is real, and it's not reasonable to ignore it in the EIR.
Thank you.
Good evening. Thanks for the opportunity to speak. I just have a couple of questions, really. The area that Lehigh plans to excavate into the southeast corner of the main pit, I'm wondering if that area is on vested land or will a permit be needed for that? I know that there's some parcels on that property that are not vested, and I can't remember the numbers now, but I'm interested in that. And how deep can the pit go? Is there a limit to the depth? Can they go on indefinitely? Yes, you're saying? No? Okay. No limitation. Okay. And I'd like you to look at the accumulative effects of, you know, the mining and the their storage areas and storage facilities. And also what happened to the 1985 reclamation plan for the East Material Storage Facility. I think we can all agree that has failed miserably because there's nothing growing up there. Does that just go by the wayside now that there's a new reclamation plan? Does that ever get addressed? And what happens to the bond money or whatever is put aside to reclaim that? Does the county get that because it hasn't been reclaimed? Or does that get rolled on another 20 years or so? And can we tie conditions to this? Can we tie conditions like, you can do this, but you can mine to this extra area, but you've got to put this smokestack in, and you've got to do this and do that. So some of the questions that, and concerns that we have, can we actually tie those conditions and make sure that the smokestack is up before the EIR is approved or along those lines? And then what assurances do we really have that this new reclamation plan will be abided by, that they will follow it? Certainly they didn't abide by the 1985 reclamation plan, so is this really really worth all the time and effort we're all going to if Lehigh can say, well, yeah, we did the reclamation plan, but really, we got away with not abiding by any reclamation plan, so why do we need to in the future? So I'd like those questions. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And just to let the audience know, if you do have questions, we are just trying to take testimony on the environmental issues. We'll be here after the meeting with questions, and we do try to maintain our website and FAQ with common questions. Consistent questions coming up, we'll try to update that also. Thanks.
Ginger Summit, Libby Lucas.
Ginger Summit, Los Altos Hills Redwood. I'm going to make this very brief. I have concerns. People have talked about the air quality, and this is being studied and addressed by both the towns of Los Altos and Los Altos Hills. I'm very concerned about the water, and people say this should be very simple to measure. It should be very simple to control and correct. However, what I see is nothing has been done. And if it is so simple to measure and address, then why isn't this happening? All of the South County is gets their water from groundwater supply. And all of this water from Permanente Creek is either seeping down into our groundwater supply or else it's going out into the bay. I also happen to be on the flood control, and I know that the county has spent millions of dollars reclaiming or cleaning up after other mines and their debris problems. I don't want that to be part of the history for Lehigh as well. And also, one of the concerns that I have with the report that's coming out is that I've seen it stated in print, and also I've heard you say that you are going to be only in business for 12 to 14 more years. However, people are saying that's just according to this report, that later Lehigh will submit a plan for opening up the new pit. And I think that that's a little disingenuous. If you're just addressing only reclamation this time, and also, by the way, stating that you will be only in business for 14 more years, and then submitting a plan at a later time, saying that you will be opening up the new pit. I think that that should be stated up front. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lucas, Joyce Eden, and Anya Croft.
Good evening. I'm Libby Lucas. I'm a Los Altos resident. To go on further on the Permanente Creek water quality aspect, I would love to have Permanente Creek more visible on the reclamation plan. I have lost track as to where the channel goes, if it's gone underground, if there's any wetlands that are left, or what vegetation is going to happen along that creek corridor. And initially, there used to be a red-legged frog colony up there, a rather lovely colony that was of sizable proportions, and it needs critical habitat, so I would urge you to make sure that that colony is protected in some way, and if possible, maybe reroute the creek to make sure that their habitat is not ruined. And then after the 85 reclamation plan, there was a little problem with a burp in the sludge pond that flooded Block School. And after that, the USGS were told to or asked to do a reclamation evaluation of the limestone quarrying sediment yield for this watershed. And in 1986, they came up with 53,240 tons of sediment were generated by this particular branch of Permanente. And I think you need to have USGS update that evaluation, because that was in 1985, I mean, that was 25 years ago. And so the amount of quarrying that's gone on since then must have a lot more raw exposed surfaces to deliver sediment. And it's important that this be done because it needs to correlate with the Water District's flood control for Permanente Creek, which they are processing at this time. And they are asking to dig up three of our major parks and put the runoff from the quarry into that. And with all these chemicals and the sediment, it's going to destroy, I think, three of the parks. That's Rancho San Antonio, a section of that, and Cuesta, and Montelvi Park. And so I think you have to ask for a correlation of the Water District's project with what is coming out of this quarry. And I guess that's the main thing, is just to try to get the water quality so it's acceptable, because besides the parks that it's digging up, it goes through a couple more parks like Heritage Oaks, where you have people encouraged to let their children wade in the creek and do, you know, look for fisheries or some sort of, what do you call it, anything that is alive and well within the creek. And you can't do that if it's a toxic creek. So please make sure that this is taken care of right away. No lag time, not even December. I mean, I think you have to get the proponent for this reclamation plan coordinated with the Regional Water Quality Control Board staff and make sure that what is happening there is a health, not a health hazard. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Joyce, this is one of the last, right? Yeah. Anya Croft, and then Mary Chain, and then Mr. Will Holm.
I am a resident of Cupertino, and I appreciate the fact that you are here to listen to our concerns. I heard many very specific and very factual comments. Mine is of a more general nature, and I don't know if you saw a movie, Who Killed the Electric Car? I think the movie documentary was shown maybe 2 or 3 years ago. And it was about an electric car that was made by General Motors. And I think they leased the car. They didn't even sell the car. And the car was very, very popular with people. And then the car was removed from circulation. And people protested. And they wanted to have at least one copy of the car for a museum. And GM decided against it. And as you know, a couple of years ago, GM faced bankruptcy and came to ask for help. And I feel that if GM had the electric car, and if they responded to the requests of the people to keep it up, I think the GM would be probably a leading company in the world, and we would be ahead of the environmental hazards. So I would like to invite you to join us in our concerns. And I don't know if you have, are you a regulatory entity? Do you have power to regulate? I feel that the financial crisis that we had occurred because our ability to regulate went out the window. So I think if you join us, and you know, citizens and you, and maybe we could reinforce the tendency of California to be a forward-looking state where other states in the country follow us in progressive, environmentally sound decisions. I think I'm done. I might be naive, but do you have power to regulate?
Again, we do. We're just taking testimony, but afterwards, if you have questions, all three of us would be here to provide some answers.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Barry Chang, and Bill Allman, and then the last one I have is Joyce. Oh, one more. Emily. Are there any other speaker cards? Okay. Mr. Barry Chang.
Good evening. Nice to see you all again. I can testify Rob didn't keep his word. The last time you didn't put my stuff, my PowerPoint on the website on time, I really appreciate it. And I did not go after you, so just want to clarify. Okay, thank you. On this issue here, the main concern is, are they really going to not applying for the new open pit mine, or are they just lying again? I mean, talking about DI. You know, last year when I was there visiting the DI plant, they told me their current open pit mine will be run out of limestone in 3 to 5 years. So that means 2 to 4 years to go. Now suddenly have 12 more years. So unless they mine in the new area, how can they extend it? That's the part I don't understand. So for Lehigh has been lying to the public, and you can hear, we can also hear that what they say tonight. They say their reclamation plan on the waste material storage area receive a war. What kind of war? I mean, if you get a chance to go on PG&E trail, I'm prohibited to go to their property, so I don't even come close, but on PG&E trail, you can look at it. There's nothing, no brain at all. Just a pile of dirt for so many years. So that's one of the main concerns. Lehigh always say one thing and do the other thing. Okay, too many times, and lying to the public. You know, last time the State Mining and Geology Board, Mom and Howard openly tell State Mining and Geology Board member that Barry Chen asked him to bring the dump from the new open pit mine, dump it back to the old one. I never said that, but openly lying to the public. That's really bothers me. Okay, number one. Number two, on the reclamation plan, the new state service mining and reclamation act require the operation has to meet the Federal Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act. And we know this is cement plant, Lehigh Southwest cement plant, has been in violation of federal the EPA Clean Air Act. So if you don't have an operating a copy of the notice of violation on March 10, 2010 for you here. And then the Sierra Club, as you probably know, August 24, sent them a 60-day notice, intend to sue them over the violation of the Federal Clean Water Act. So DI obviously is not compliant with the Clean Water Act and Clean Air Act. So you cannot give them the reclamation plan unless they met those two criteria. If you give it, then you are really helping them again. You know, in my opinion, after I've been involved with this, I feel really disheartened to see the county one time after another time helping Lehigh legalize their illegal act over the past. Just amazing, really amazing. So I hope you guys can do it really decent job helping us, because the water, the Sierra Club lawsuit, the water is seeping into from Permanente into the reservoir, underground reservoir. We all know I'm serving on the advisory committee for the Santa Clara Valley Water District. Underground reservoir is the largest reservoir for the Santa Clara Valley drinking water. So we are all drinking this polluted air. This polluted water and this smell, you know, breathing this polluted air. Okay, thank you. Sure.
Thank you.
Mr. Bill Allman and Emily Pinner.
Okay. Hi, I'm Bill Allman from Quarry No. Thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. I would like to start with this document, the reclamation plan. Very, very important document. However, it has many, many errors in it, as delivered by Lehigh. It's confusing. Mining will continue for 14 years, page 24 of the reclamation plan. Mining will continue to 2020, page 39 of the reclamation plan. Those are not in sync. The IMSA dumped it to cease in 2 years, page 4 of the water plan. IMSA reclamation will commence 2015, page 39 of the reclamation plan. No one apparently ever read the documents to try to make them agree. Even the reclamation plan in and of itself doesn't agree. The main issue I have with it is that what we're here for is to talk about scoping of the draft EIR for the new reclamation plan, an amendment to the 1985 plan. However, Lehigh maintains a baseline. The baseline for what we're going to do is their operation for the last 10 years. That's totally false. They're trying to avoid CEQA. The baseline has to be the 1985 reclamation plan and where we were. New reclamation plan, new amendment, that becomes the baseline. There's been no reclamation up to date, and according to this new plan, according to Lehigh, there will be no reclamation until 2015. That's when it will start. The EMSA has been underway since 2008, so that says we've got 7 years of the EMSA without ongoing reclamation, which is in violation of SMART. Air quality, it's inadequate. There's no health risk assessment. The current one is 2008. We've been promised a new one. You all believe the Air District and put on your website that a new one would be out in June. It's not. That must be part of the plan. More importantly, what must be part of the plan is the cement plant under a Title V permit. If you look at the Title V permit, old one and new one, tertiary crusher, rock conveyor, rock sampling system, primary crusher, secondary crusher, rock plant conveyor, quarry blasting. That is all included in the Title V permit. Hence, it's the basis for including the cement plant into this reclamation plan. They left out in their air analysis the 100,000 trucks that come annually, bringing in product, taking out product. They conveniently left that out because those are owned by other people. Water quality. There was no baseline in the water quality. There used to be. The old water plan had a baseline. It said what the water quality was today in order to demonstrate and to justify a new PIT. New PIT was going to fix the water quality. There is no baseline in water quality. There's no current focus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I have, excuse me, Emily Kinner, and then Joyce Eden. Thank you for your time tonight. I know often you just probably receive attacks when you're here in these meetings, so I appreciate your time. Also, I'm somewhat familiar with the CEQA process, so I also thank you for the extension of the review period to 60 days, because hopefully that will stimulate more public input on this process. I'm not up here, and I'll keep my comments brief, I'm not up here to propose any sort of action on the EIR specifically, but to bring up a few points of concerns that I have, and also in representing DeAnza's students, the concerns that they have, which is very close to the quarry as well, and I'm also a community member. Most importantly, the plume that can be created when you just push topsoil over the toxins that are in the soil already. We live in a pretty highly concentrated area of Superfund sites in Silicon Valley, and it's really interesting to me that we haven't learned our lesson and that we are allowing one to be operating at the time. So in addition to the plume, I'm very concerned about the water quality because of the leaching that can occur from the toxins in the soil. And then third, I'm very concerned about the air quality effects. And because an environmental impact report has been required in this, there must be significant impacts happening. And so those are the three things that I'd like to see. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, y'all. So there's two areas of cement plants in the Lehigh property, the current cement plant area and the former cement plant area. These are two different areas. They may overlap. Santa Clara County states, quote, cement plant
is a different operation, unquote, then why did the county declare the former cement plant area vested as a mining area? You cannot have it both ways. You cannot. The county in Santa Clara County, West Valley Citizens Air Watch, asked the county in our vested comments for a map of the former cement plant area. That was never produced. I want that in the EIR. Since it appears that there is mining going on in the old cement plant area, no reclamation plan and no face for that area exists. It looks like an NOV is in order. And we ask the county to explore this seriously. Cement plant emissions and dust certainly needs to be considered in the cumulative impacts of this draft EIR. No question about that. It's not to be not considered. This is ridiculous. What is in the fill material of the waste material storage area? Since it appears this fill is from the late 1800s, as we've heard mentioned today by Lehigh, therefore, there is probably hazardous and other waste from the World War II weapons production, for example, etc. You're somewhat familiar with the other processes and production that went on in that. That needs to be addressed significantly and seriously in the draft EIR. If approved, we ask that there be ongoing testing of the substances daily, because the substances are multiple over a century. This 12 to 14 year figure for continuing of the current mining, what does this actually entail? This needs to be clear in the EIR. Is it the mining of the materials in the West Material Storage Area? Is it the Southeast area that they're talking about today? And of course, that needs to be, you know, since they were telling us that the mining was almost over, we question what is going on here. Is that the only place where the slopes haven't been overcut? I don't understand how they can find a new area of the current quarry if that's what they're proposing, or maybe it's another area that's trying to be slipped in. I don't know. It is highly probable that mining in this area is too hazardous and needs to be fully studied as a part of the EIR process. We do not expect that the figure given of 12 or 14 years of mining left should mean that the public should relax about expecting a proposed new 200 acre plus many, many more acres of new mining disturbance and dead zone.
Please,
no new stealth mine. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have come to the end of our formal comment slips. Does anyone else in the audience intend to speak who has not submitted a slip? And we've actually, I guess, come to the end of our testimony. Again, I want to thank everyone for coming out tonight. In addition, if you didn't get everything in today you wanted to, the written public comment period is open until September
26.
Email, fax, you can also write something down today. Tonight we'll have it. Again, both Gary, Marie, and myself are available if you have any questions after this, and thank you again for coming out.
Well, we have our business cards on the table, and anyone needs to take one for reference. And we're open for questions. Okay.